From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, November 12th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org.
Maine is reporting three additional COVID-19 deaths in the last few days as daily case numbers remain high and hospitalizations surge to 62. CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah says the virus is spreading with ferocity across the state, fueled by small household get-togethers.
We are literally now at an inflection point where the number of people who are dying every day and every week in Maine can be traced to the number of cases there are. And those cases are coming from small family gatherings.
Meanwhile, starting tomorrow, 10 Walgreens pharmacies in Maine will offer free rapid antigen testing for people with symptoms of COVID-19. State officials say the drive-through testing will be available at more than 60 Walgreens pharmacies by November 23rd. And opponents of Central Maine Power's proposed power line through Maine's western woods are trying to halt initial construction that is scheduled to begin next month. Fred Bever has more.
The Natural Resources Council of Maine, Sierra Club, and Appalachian Mountain Club are seeking a federal injunction to stop CMP from clearing timber or other site work until there is a ruling on their challenge to a permit issued by the Army Corps of Engineers and until the project receives another needed permit from the Department of Energy. CMP says it wants to get going in the first week of December.
I think the fact that they are willing to take the risk doesn't mean that the people of Maine and our natural resources should take that risk.
Susan Arnold is a spokesperson for the Appalachian Mountain Club. She says CMP wants to start work in the most ecologically sensitive part of the project near Maine's western border with Canada.
They want to start clearing the forest on segment one and clearing the new 53 miles of corridor. And that is irreversible. Once those trees come down, they're down.
A hearing on the conservation group's injunction request could come as soon as Friday. CMP project manager Thorne Dickinson says he is confident the company will clear all remaining legal and regulatory hurdles. And in an email, he accuses the opponents of aligning with, quote, out-of-state fossil fuel companies. CMP's parent company, Avangrid, is part of the Spain-based Iberdrola group. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
Looking at weather tonight, we'll have clear skies, cold overnight with lows in the 20s and 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy except some morning sun north. Showers or flurries statewide. The state Supreme Court has sided with a Maine state prison inmate who says his constitutional due process rights were violated when he spent nearly 2 years in solitary confinement on a baseless charge. The court ordered a Superior Court judge to consider whether Doug Burr should be entitled to some sort of remedy, as well as attorney's fees, and to restore his lost good time credit. Susan Sharon has more.
It's a case that's been moving through the courts for 6 years, and Doug Burr, who's serving a 59-year sentence, is now one step closer to getting what he's been seeking all along, injunctive relief that prevents the type of discipline that he experienced at the Maine State Prison from ever being used again. Eric Maynard is Burr's attorney.
We asked for a positive injunction saying that if you're going to hold somebody in segregation or in solitary confinement, that there should be some kind of mechanism in place for objectively evaluating when that individual could be released.
Maynard says Burr also wants to prohibit the Department of Corrections from holding anyone in segregation unless or until they confess to breaking the prison's disciplinary rules. That's what happened to Burr in June of 2014. He was deemed a security threat for allegedly trafficking prison contraband, put in isolation, and told that the only way he could be released was if he admitted wrongdoing. He refused. Kennebunk County Superior Court Justice Michaela Murphy later found that there was no evidence that Burr was a security threat or that he had engaged in misconduct. but she also concluded that she lacked the authority to grant Burr his desired remedy. Maine's High Court disagreed.
My hope is that we will go back to Justice Murphy and that we will look at what are some appropriate safeguards that she can order as part of injunctive relief to ensure that we don't have individuals that are held for 22 months in solitary confinement.
The court did order restoration of Burr's earned good time while he was in segregation. Good time is essentially good conduct and allows a prisoner to have a certain number of days per month deducted from his or her sentence. In addition, Justice Murphy has also been asked to consider whether to award Burr attorney fees, a figure Maynard estimates is more than $100,000, entirely funded by Burr's parents. Lou Hutchinson is his mother, who says it's been a financial strain and an uphill battle.
It's not that I doubted myself, but I'm starting to think after all this money has been poured into this, when are we going to get the end result?
It's not over yet, but Hutchinson says her son's case has been validated each step of the way. The Department of Corrections had no comment for this story, but Commissioner Randall Liberty has previously said that because of reforms to the practice of solitary confinement, what happened to Doug Burr could not occur again. Burr and his attorney want a guarantee. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow morning for Maine Calling at 11. I'm Nora Flaherty.